Governor, we're here at the Bedford Chamber of Commerce annual dinner. Thanks for meeting with me tonight.
My pleasure.
We're here in Bedford with local business leaders, and you yourself are a business leader. You're an outsider. How are you using the governor's office to help business leaders succeed?
So the great thing about this job, leading the state, has helped me in the same way with the business background that it did in the U.S. Senate for 6 years. So often, your senators and your governors have not signed the front side of a paycheck, have not run a business, and in the Senate, it was a disadvantage for many because they didn't know the issues a lot of times, and they'd have to have a staffer Google it. The time when you spend 37 years running a business, you're going to come across it, and especially when you're now the CEO of the state, it's made this job even easier than the Senate job. So it comes into play all the time.
Yeah. Of all of your accomplishments throughout your term, and it's been a short term so far, but you've gotten a lot done. What's the thing you're proudest of?
Reorganizing the executive side of government from a sprawling array of agencies into a system of policy silos being led by a secretary of each one. So when I was trying to find those leaders, I wanted individuals with private experience and government experience with emphasis on the former. So we're trying to really run the state government like a business, just like you'd have good customer service in a business. Yeah. We're going after excellent constituent services. So I think a lot of people that interact with the state government have already seen the difference, and we're just getting started.
Yeah, and so you're kind of a local in the area. I mean, Jasper is just an hour away.
Yeah.
What's something, you know, you've got 3.5 years left. What's something that you want to do for Southern Indiana?
So I look at the whole state because I visit all 92 counties each year. Most of the things are going to be beneficial to all the counties. But in Southern Indiana, we've always struggled with infrastructure relative to the rest of the state.
Yeah.
That's why I went to the state house as a state rep 10 years ago.
Okay.
And so I'll pay attention to it. Energy's now an issue with AI and data centers, so we need to find out what our energy future looks like. We decommissioned coal plants too early. That's why our energy costs have gone up. But Southern Indiana is a wonderful place to live, raise a family. We come from Main Street.
Yeah.
My wife's had her own business for 47 years, and three of our four kids now run the business I ran for 37 years. So I'm going to know what local chamber of commerce's need from government. And a lot of it is, hey, make sure you're not over-regulating us. Make sure you're giving us reasonable taxation with good services. And literally run it like a business. And I think I'm well-suited to do that.
Yeah. So I wanted to ask you about the workforce.
Yes.
I'm graduating high school soon, and many of us are thinking about the future of work. There's a lot of concern about AI impacting jobs, rising college costs and costs in general, and a sense that our options are only college or trades. With all of this, choosing a career can be really overwhelming. From your perspective, what's happening in the workforce, and what advice would you give to students like me who are just starting to make these decisions?
So we're going to try to get it balanced. So when you get out of high school, you've got marketable skills, whether you choose to enroll into some further education. That's gotten costly. You just mentioned it. So we're going to make sure that if you want to, you're going to have plenty of information about what are the high-demand, high-wage jobs. Not to where you get guided into a degree that markets you right back into the basement or out of state to find a job. So you're going to have hopefully that kind of information, and then enlistment. Many choose that, and that's not a bad way to go. But good guidance with lots of options, where the parents and the students are in the driver's seat, not establishment education, which might throw you in a place you might regret if you haven't had good options to choose from.
Yeah, you've got a lot of time left in your term. When you leave office, what do you want Indiana to look like by the end of it?
Well, I'm very likely to run for a second term if there's still stuff to meet, needs to be done. I think you could size it up this simply. In the 3.5 years I've got left, and if I choose another term, is it more likely for our young people to want to raise a family, build a business, make a living here in our own state? And if we can see that more are choosing Indiana, I've done my job.
I appreciate it. Governor, thank you for meeting with me tonight.
You bet.